talk about the COVID. There's the vaccine mandates for work legal. Yes, according to our legal experts, a private company is allowed to mandate vaccines for their staff members so long as they provide an exemption for medical or signatory held religious reasons. What are the odds of getting COVID after COVID-19 vaccine? The rate of breakthrough cases reported among those fully vaccinated is well below 1% in all reporting states, ranging from 0.01% in Connecticut to 0.29% in Alaska, according to Kaiser analysis. We're talking about our diseases that can occur without symptoms. You can get hypertension, and that's very serious. Hepatitis B and C, herpes simplex virus, type 2 diabetes, glaucoma, osteoporosis, respiratory diseases like the flu or the COVID-19. These are asymptomatic means you have an illness without symptoms. Which diseases have no symptoms? Most of the time ever people are walking around with high blood pressure is often called a silent killer. Most of the times high blood pressure, HBP, or hypertension has no obvious symptoms to indicate that something is wrong. The best way to protect yourself are being aware of the risks and making changes that matter. What else can we be walking around with? Well, we can be walking around with walking pneumonia. Is a non-medical term for a mild case of pneumonia. Typically, it's called a topical pneumonia, and it's caused by bacteria, viruses, often a common bacteria called mycoplasma pneumonia. Others walk around with this and have no idea, and it's a killer, most definitely. The hepatitis is another silent killer, and it's very important to address yourself with what physicals on a yearly base. So important to check yourself and make sure that we're not dying. It's very serious. And of course, you know, the COVID-19 was a pandemic that we're still in it. Be very careful with that. Syphilis, you have gonorrhea, you have hepatitis, this will affect your liver. So there's a lot of issues that we're walking around with and not knowing that we're ill. So go for your regular checkups. It'll do you a world of good, and it'll save your life. Yale New Haven Hospital announces it's now administering COVID-19 dose 3 and boosters. As of September 24, 2021, Yale New Haven Hospital System today announces that it has begun offering boosters and dose 3 vaccinations at select sites across the state. The U.S. News and World Report ranks Yale New Haven Hospital among the top on 8 national specialties for 2021, America's Best Hospital. Yale New Haven Hospital continues to rank among the top U.S. hospitals according to the U.S. News and World Report's annual Best Hospitals listings of nearly 5,000 hospitals surveyed. Yale New Haven Hospital ranks nationally in 8 to 15 specialties. Yale New Haven Hospital celebrates new orthopedic practices on Masonic Care Campus in Wallingford. Yale New Haven Hospital started November 5, 2021. Yale New Haven Hospital Systems and Yale Medicine unveils the newest addition to their growing orthopedic service on Masonic Care Wallingford and Campus.